Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Migrations, A History of Where We All Come. From by DK is a wide-angle narrative of human movement, showing how migration has shaped societies from deep prehistory to the modern day. Rather than treating migration as a recent crisis or a single historical episode, the book frames it as a constant force that connects climate, technology, trade, conflict, and cultural exchange. In an accessible, visually driven style associated with DK, it tracks why people leave, how they travel, what they carry with them, and how new communities form when newcomers meet established populations. Readers are guided through major routes and turning points, from early dispersals of humans across continents to the movements triggered by empires, slavery, industrialization, decolonization, and globalization. Along the way, the book highlights how identities, languages, foods, and ideas are products of contact and adaptation. It is an invitation to see family origins and national histories as part of a shared, ongoing story of movement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, migration as a human constant, not an exception. A central idea is that migration is not an anomaly in history, but the default condition of human life. The book places human mobility on a long timeline, beginning with early movements of Homo sapiens and the gradual peopling of the world. This broad framing helps readers understand that settlement patterns, borders, and national categories are comparatively recent, while movement is ancient. It also encourages a shift in perspective. Instead of asking why migration happens now, the more useful question becomes what conditions shape movement in each era. The narrative links small-scale decisions, such as families seeking safety or opportunity, to large-scale patterns, such as demographic change and cultural blending. By presenting migration as continuous, the book helps dismantle simplistic ideas of fixed origins and pure identities. It also clarifies how societies have repeatedly adapted to newcomers, sometimes through integration and exchange, sometimes through exclusion and conflict. The topic ultimately positions migration as a driver of historical change, influencing where people live, how communities form, and how cultures evolve over time. Secondly, forces that push and pull people across regions. The book organizes migration around recurring drivers that push people away from one place and pull them toward another. Environmental pressures such as drought, cooling or warming periods, and resource scarcity appear alongside political forces like warfare, persecution, and state collapse. Economic incentives also play a major role, including trade networks, labor demand, land availability, and later industrial jobs in expanding cities. The book shows that these motives often overlap rather than operate in isolation, and it emphasizes that migration decisions are shaped by risk, information, and social ties. Importantly, it presents migration as both voluntary and coerced, recognizing that some people move to improve their prospects while others are forced by violence, dispossession, or systems of exploitation. Attention is also given to how governments and institutions respond through settlement schemes, border controls, and policies that can encourage movement or restrict it. By tracing these patterns across centuries, readers learn to compare different eras without flattening them and to recognize familiar dynamics in today's debates about refugees, labor mobility, and climate-linked displacement. Thirdly, roots, networks, and the technologies of movement. Migration is not only about why people move, but how they move, and the book highlights the practical infrastructure of mobility. Over time, routes develop into corridors shaped by geography, navigation knowledge, and the availability of transport. Coastal passages, river systems, caravan paths, and ocean crossings each create different risks and opportunities, and they influence where settlements and trading hubs emerge. As technologies change, so does the scale and speed of movement. The book draws attention to innovations that make long-distance travel more feasible, from seafaring advances to railways and steamships, and eventually the modern systems that connect global cities. Networks matter as much as technology earlier. Migrants establish contacts, share information, and provide support that enables later waves. These chains can create enduring diasporas with strong ties across borders, affecting business, culture, and politics in both origin and destination regions. By focusing on roots and networks, the book helps readers see migration as a structured process rather than random motion shaped by knowledge, logistics, and the human ability to build connections across distance. Fourthly, empires, colonization, and forced migration. A major historical theme is the role of power in directing and exploiting human movement. Empires often relocate populations to secure territory, extract resources, or manage labor, while conquest and colonization produce both settler migrations and the displacement of indigenous communities. The book also treats forced migration as a defining element of the modern world, including systems of enslavement and other coerced labor regimes that moved millions and reshaped entire regions. these movements were not side stories, but structural forces that affected demographics, wealth, and cultural life for generations. The topic emphasizes how migration can be engineered by states and markets, with legal categories and racial hierarchies used to control who can move, where they can live, and what rights they possess. It also highlights the long aftereffects inequalities, diasporic identities, and contested memories that continue to influence social relations today. By integrating forced migration into the broader history of mobility, the book helps readers understand how present-day patterns of inequality and cultural mixture are connected to earlier periods of domination and resistance. Lastly, cultural exchange, identity, and the making of modern societies. The book shows that migration is one of the main engines of cultural change. When people move, they bring skills, beliefs, languages, foods, artistic traditions, and ways of organizing community life. Host societies are not simply changed by newcomers, migrants also adapt, creating hybrid practices that can become mainstream over time. This topic explores how cities and regions become crossroads, where exchange accelerates, and how everyday culture often reveals layered histories of movement. It also addresses identity, how people maintain ties to homelands, how diasporas negotiate belonging, and how new national stories are built that may include or exclude migrants. The book encourages readers to see identities as dynamic and relational, shaped by contact and shared experience rather than fixed ancestry. It also demonstrates that migration can generate creativity and economic vitality, while also producing tensions around difference, competition, and social cohesion. By linking personal origin stories to global history, the topic helps readers make sense of multicultural societies and the ongoing debates about integration, citizenship, and what it means to belong. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, big-picture understanding of migration without needing specialist training, including students, general history enthusiasts, and anyone trying to make sense of today's headlines about borders, refugees, and globalization. It can benefit a reader's life by reframing migration as a shared human story, which builds historical literacy and empathy at the same time. Understanding the repeated patterns of push and pull factors, the role of power, and the importance of networks helps people evaluate modern claims more critically and avoid simplistic narratives that ignore context. The book is also useful for personal reflection. It encourages readers to think about ancestry, community change, and cultural mixture as normal features of human history rather than exceptions. Compared with many migration titles that focus narrowly on one region or one crisis, this one offers a broad, connected timeline and makes complex material approachable through DK's accessible, structured presentation. That combination of scope and clarity makes it worth buying for readers who want a reliable overview that connects ancient movements to the present in a single coherent narrative. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.